Mind open, clear, ready to absorb, to be a sieve, to absorb what's getting ready to happen tonight. Join us tonight as we continue to learn about what's in the Bible and how to interpret it and apply it to our everyday life on Let's Do It Radio Wednesday Bible Study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall with the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Come prepared with questions. You guys are ready. Get ready as we open our Bibles, which I consider the basic instructions before leaving Earth, the B-I-B-L-E. So get out your laptops, tablets, iPads, etc., and explore the lesson for this evening. You can help us stay on the line by donating to Let's Do It Radio on Cash App at $ A-N-A-I-S-C, VALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know myself or Tell, you can do it through Zelle. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Faku Designs, and we are broadcasting and welcoming you, the worldwide listening audience, on this Wednesday, February the 7th, 2024, and you can call us and call in at 845-241-9985. Let me say that a little bit slower in case you're listening slower. I'm speaking fast. 845-241-9985 to be on the air to discuss the Bible study lesson or through Skype or listen in the chat room or in the back room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, or you can hit the sister up through text if you know the telephone number. And in case you miss any episode, you can go back on demand and listen, replay, share, spread, do whatever you want at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. So every other Wednesday evening, Let's Do It Radio brings Bible study. So let's start with prayer, and then please welcome none other but the Oscar-nominated Reverend Ronnie Marshall, your Bible study teacher of the evening. Thank you, prayer, and then we're going to delve right into the lesson. In your hands, Reverend Marshall.
Thank you. Giving honor to God, right? And then to the esteemed host, Ms. Inez, and to all of the beautiful people that are with us online, in the worldwide audience. Bless you all. And there is a word tonight. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, if you have your Bibles tonight, our reading will be very quick, but it holds so much out of this scripture for tonight. And the book is Luke. Right after Mark, it's in the Gospels, New Testament. It's in the book of Luke. You know, Luke was a physician, and he was a synopsis writer. He had a deep love for Jesus. Luke in the New Testament, right after Mark, then it's the 9th chapter. And we're going to read the second verse, Luke, New Testament, middle ways of the Bible. There are 66 books in the Bible, middle ways between those six. Luke, right after Mark, 8th chapter, and our verse is number 2. And it reads as such, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. I read it again. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Amen. The kingdom of God. We have lived in this world according to the commandments of men and carnality. And we've experienced it in many different phases of our lives. And because it only the logic and the knowledge of mere man only penetrates so far, you find yourself in Adithros, repeating yourself because you're routine with everything year after year, the holidays, and in between the holidays, the vacations, and in between the vacations, the children, and the children. Then if you're spoused, married, you deal with the spouse and the children and vacation and all of the activities and festivities in our life under the chronology and commandments of mankind are mere men. So there's like no out, and it's to be noted and noticeable how Lucifer can play with people when there is no out or no sense of creativity, just the same pattern year after year. People's patience grow thin with the one they love and the people they love. So then the devil play with their emotions and he play with their minds and tell them, say, you're living this life year after year and nothing is happening different. Well, in the carnalistic stage, and if people are not spiritual, but they're just in a carnal state of mind, then they listen to the wrong spirit that guides their soul. They listen to the wrong spirit that guides their soul, and their soul is boring. The spirit of boredom come over because they're doing the same thing year after year. 10 years have passed, 20 years have passed, and nothing has changed. The same thing. I can look forward, and sometimes the same actions. Doing the same thing year after year. When you get where you're going, it's repeated. It's a deep thrust, repeating. So then the craving of the flesh begins. The inquiry mind takes hold, the spirit of an inquiry mind, a spirit of exploration. Just want to do things different. But yet, in a deep thrust, and I only have but one routine, and in my culture and my upbringing, even if I go to another part of the world because I don't know anything different but what I've been practicing, life becomes in that part the same way. And find out people there have the same situation going on. And that's not how God intended for it to be. And it's not how he predestinated life. This time the road for life that he predestinated. That's the way it goes under the commandment of men and the chronological stages of men and their knowledge and their no rise, but just set to one pinnacle, and that's it. Generations and generations come to the same conclusion because there is no out. It's just a high pinnacle, and the high pinnacle don't even have a foundation of faith. That's why it's so easily called or failed or falling on the agenda or downward spiral. And then in this life, you can even get money, all that you desire, and yet become irritated. Isn't that so? Usually when, seems like when people come out of rags and get into riches, well then their whole life take a different turn. But when you don't have no out, but you just have pinnacle of wealth, but then some people are irritated with the pinnacle of wealth because they say, I got all this, but I'm still doing the same thing. I still crave the same. I still crave the same things. My fleshly appetite, I'm still caught up in a dethros of lust for the flesh, lust of the eyes, and caught up with the pride of life. Who's who? But still, it's not enough. And it's not enough to satisfy the longing soul. But the longing soul and carnality is being led by the wrong spirit. So it just longs and longs, and it becomes blind to the reality of what God predestinated. So the soul is longing. When the soul longs, boredom, the spirit of boredom, can commit adultery with the soul. When the soul is in a longing state and confused, the spirit of depression can commit adultery with the soul. When the soul is in a state of no certainty and crumbling foundations, then despair can have relation with the soul. And when the soul has no consolement, then bitterness can have relationship with the soul. And when all of these different spirits keep having relationship with the soul, now the soul is bound because it's not the right spirit leading the soul. So it's not only bound, but it's unequally yoked, and the biggest end of the sticks belongs to all of the spirits and not the soul. We're going to talk about the kingdom of God.
Okay.
Kingdom of God. Is there any questions so far?
No, not yet. It's just you and I, this.
Okay. There is a vicious circle when the soul is being led by the wrong spirit. And in that vicious circle, there is unrest, unlove, no love, no prosperity, just pain in the vicious circle. Because everybody is nauseated by the same problem, or everybody is irritated by the same problem, or problems with an S. Irritated. Everybody is upset, and everybody feel like they have been forgotten and just don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in the chronological viewpoint of man's wisdom and knowledge. Comes to a pinnacle, but there's no out because everybody is doing the same thing. So that too causes conflict when everybody's doing the same thing and there's no out, and everybody trying in a competitive stage to outdo one another, then that too becomes irritable and frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people say, well, then how am I in this world, carnal-minded, under the commandments of men, and have no out? You know, how do I get out? Lucifer is beating me up, messing my relationship up, and just creating confusion, which he is the author of confusion, but he's just wreaking havoc everywhere. I can't even go 155 miles away from my house because crime is so bad. If you stop at the station, then they'll rob you or jump in the car and jack you. But everybody is trying to get the bag. Everybody wants the bag. Everybody is trying to find their freedom in a party. And everybody, they're trying to do the same thing. Everybody trying to build a foundation with a high altitude so that every eye that behold them will say, ah. But it's not enough. because they up on the top of the mountain is irritated too, as well as the people in the valley. Up on the mountain, they say, well, we got everything, but we don't have enough room to move around. The air is thin. We can't really feel ourselves because we're too close to the edge. Well, the out is when your soul has been cut from all of the spirits that it has dealt with from your upbringing to where you are now. When all of those spirits of the enemy to tear you down, to make you feel valueless, to make you feel like you're not loved and you don't get enough attention and you're in a world, you're like a kitten up in the tree and nobody to have mercy on me. Well, I understand where you are, but I have a, thank the Lord, I have a out for you. I have out, and I can explain it because I have experienced it, and I'm sure tonight, the listeners, if you try the method or the pathway that I'm going to share with you out of this scripture, Book of Luke, 8th chapter and the second verse, you will have it out. Because the Creator himself has said, I have predestinated you, predestined the road that Jesus would walk on when he come to the earth and would bring you back to me from the fall to bring you back in a way that I'm going to accept you even though you were alienated from me outside of the kingdom. Even though the wrong spirit led you and you played the fool. He said, but because he predestinated Jesus to be here and predestined his life, and Jesus' predestination here was to give us life out. To give us an out from the yoke of bondage of the world into the liberation, freedom of the kingdom of the Creator of all mankind. See, we missed the big going for the little thing, you know. How did we do that? Because we start mimicking and wanted to exemplify the styles and the craftiness of other men. Well, it wasn't enough, and it's clear. But with Jesus' sacrifice, his life for our liberty, then there came an out. There came a loosening of all of those spirits that was tied to the soul. All of those yokes that had the soul bound, depression, oppression, poverty, sickness, afflictions, and all of the disappointments and hurts and now all of that is turning to fulfillment because Jesus cut the bad spirits that had the soul bound. Now, since that out has came, doesn't mean I don't have to still push off them old spirits, because they don't have no leeching power over the soul to hang on to it. They came and out through Jesus. And when they out came, then the eyes that couldn't see no better when it was bound, there comes a brink of day, sunshine. Eyes came open from being bound by affliction, bound by depression, bound by disappointments, bound by letdown, bound by loneliness, bound, and no rebound, but bound, yoked. Now, since Jesus' blood cut the spirits away from the soul, the eyes pops open, because you now, where you wasn't free, you get a chance to feel free, embrace the soul, feel freedom, embrace. And because the soul was without knowledge, and it wasn't good for the soul, now that the soul has knowledge, because the spirit now that has the soul is what the spirit of the Holy Spirit, who Jesus said would embrace the soul and lead and guide it into all truth, all truth. So now the focus of the soul is not in a deep thrust repeating itself on the carnalistic stage of mankind, but the soul focus now is on its God. You see, we have a God, you know, and it's not a God that's made with hands, or it's no molten images, it's no graven images, but our God is the God that had predestinated this freedom in his kingdom. Jesus bringing us back into the kingdom of the Most High God. Our focus now is to experience by way of the Spirit, and by way of the Spirit setting us apart, sanctifying us, in other words, setting us apart, we now focus on our God, the interest of him, the creator, with the creature, what it is he would have me being set apart to understand about him and his kingdom and the endless lifestyle of the kingdom, the divine nature of the kingdom. So I can kind of see why my appetite or my craving or my desire is not for pain and the yoke and the bad spirits and the pinnacle, but no out. That's not a craving, or that's not a yearning anymore. Why? Because my focus is not in this world, but it is in the kingdom of God, which is why Jesus did tell us, he said, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. So now he brings me back to the world that I'm of while being in this world that I'm not of. Is there any questions or any comments or anything as such?
No, not yet. Not so far.
Well, now, since I'm beginning to forget the feelings or the yearning or cravings, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, since that's not an interest, a main focus, but now I can now develop the power of the Holy Ghost that make everything good happen in my life, that did keep me while I was yoked and bound under the carnalistic stages of mankind or alienated from God, from his kingdom.
Uh-huh.
I'm now beginning to pay attention. My focus is I'm set apart by the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is going to lead me and guide me into all truth. So my craving now is for me, my soul, to follow the Holy Ghost. That's my concern. That's my yearning. And I know that if I follow the Holy Ghost, then I will participate in the kingdom of God as God will have it. Now, what do that do for me? What do that do for a person that comes out from being alienated and being in the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of the fallen nature? God, what does that do for an individual? Well, it puts the individual in a state where God is obligated to do what you think, because you're not thinking, you are being led. So the Holy Ghost is doing the thinking, and the thinking that he does is perfect, pleasing to God. Perfect, pleasing to God. So that's my yearning. That's my craving. Well, then inwardly my soul feel safe. Because his
craving. I just want to let you guys know that the Reverend is not the only one that's been recognized. I have been nominated for a Grammy for the spoken word.
Joe. Why would you bring that up, man?
Nobody wants to know what the Grammy's for? Well, thanks a lot.
Okay. All right.
What is your Grammy for, Joe?
And like I said, it's for the spoken word. It's How to Be a Heathen by Joe from Montana. So I've been nominated for the Grammy, and who knows? You get it. So I just
are you the one who nominated yourself?
The only one on the show that gets recognized for the entertainment field.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Did you nominate yourself, Joe?
I was the only one to do it.
Okay, so then that doesn't even count.
When you're a member of the Academy of Arts, yes, it does.
You're not a member, though. That's the only thing.
You know, I don't have to talk to you, you know. You know, if you're going to burst my bubble every time that I'm going to bring up a fantasy.
You had a bubble?
Listen to her, Reverend. Listen to her. She's not godlike. You know that.
We were having a Bible study discussion, and you're talking about nominations and Academy Awards and Oscars and all these other things. We're talking about the kingdom and kingdom building. It's about the kingdom of God. That is not about the kingdom of God. That's about you. It's not about you. It's about God. That's the song.
Now, you see, Reverend, I knew you were the only one here, and that she was the only one here, and that's why I came in, because if it was somebody else, I wouldn't have said anything. But she is in such
there
a mood.
There are other people here, Joe. There are other people here. It's not just about you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, sorry. For those who don't know me, I'm a kind of a jokester, but this time Inez didn't go along with it. But I'm sure that all of you athletes did. But that's okay. I'll just put myself back on mute, because I didn't mean to interrupt anything on a serious nature. I was just trying to say hi, hello, and just being a jokester. So if that's
love
the way
you,
I'm
Joe.
Being received, I will. Okay.
Love you, Joe.
I'll just put myself on mute. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay. You're fine today.
Today, huh? Oh, okay. All right. I'll get you. Don't worry. I'm on mute.
Well.
And the funny thing is, his phone sounds good. It's no, there's no noise, no static. So God was trying to tell you, be nice, Joe. Go, you're, it's in, back in your hands, Reverend.
Amen. Thank God for Joe. Thank God for the Extreme host and to all of our listeners and to the people that spend time with us on other sets throughout the week.
Yes.
Miss Inez, Let's Talk. We thank God for those people because they bring a whole lot of input at times, you know. Joe, he's a little different. But we thank God for
a whole lot of different.
We thank God for
you know, it takes all kinds of people to make the world go around, and Joe just happens to be one of those people who makes, you know,
right.
life of things.
Hey, you're right. So let us thank God for everybody and love everybody, then we can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, this is God's divine order he have for mankind. This is what God had in his heart when he created
mm-hmm.
mankind, for mankind to take on his holy and perfect and righteous character while living in this world. Now, things went chaotic for behind the fall for 42 generations until Jesus came to make it right. And Jesus did make it right because he freed us from the bondage of all the different evil spirits that had us bound under the carnalistic state of mankind. Now, some people say, well, what about the rest of the people? Well, this is why we have a Bible study tonight, to share with you what God wants out of you, your soul, not to be bound wherever you are and whatever stage that you're bound in. God don't want your soul to be bound. He didn't create your soul to be bound. He wants your soul to be free in him. But the spirit that leads your soul is from him. So therefore, he wants us to be acquainted with the Holy Spirit. Remember, God said, let us make man. Man became a living
mm-hmm.
soul. God said, let us make birds and the light spring forth and the ground spring forth and everything after its own kind. Well, God did this for his kingdom, his divine kingdom that's forever and ever. That's why we talk about an endless life and an endless lifestyle. And we get to know that life and that lifestyle because the Spirit keeps us in the discipline of Jesus. And what he said to us here in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when Jesus was walking the earth, the Holy Spirit reminds us of the things that he taught. And Jesus did tell us, he said, because you believe in this invisible God who sent me here to the earth, visible man with a perfect spirit in me, when I leave you, I'm not leaving you hopeless and comfortless. He said, but I'm going to send you the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. Now, let me put a little thing right here. In the carnalistic stages of man and in the secular world, people are thrown to the ground. People are left in a hopeless stage. People are looked upon, but nobody has a sense of love or concern. Well, thank God for the liberation of Jesus to us. We're not in that state, so we can shed light to those that are hiding themselves within themselves because of sorrow and the fallen nature of mankind. That's why men and women can sleep on the ground in tents and poverty gives them yoke to their soul, and all they see is poverty and not having anything, because that's the mental picture when there is no out or no knowledge of an out. So Jesus brought us into the kingdom with his own blood and then his death and burial and resurrection. That's why we can speak. That's why things happen. Wait a minute. Since I've been in the kingdom of God, how about my everyday life is nominated for an Oscar? I say it again. Since I accepted Christ, Lord of my life, and since I have been set apart, sanctified by the Holy Ghost, set apart for the kingdom of God, everyday life here upon the earth is an Oscar. I didn't have to steal. I didn't have to sell dope. I didn't have to cross dress. I didn't have to do none of that. My thing was directed me within that I may be like my Creator desired me to be. So I say, who created? How you know he done that? Well, when God took semen from my daddy and placed it into the womb of my mother and turned that semen into eyes and nose and ears and arms and bones, it just didn't happen by itself.
Some help.
So since God did that, and then he spoke to me and opened the eyes of my understanding after he cut all them spirits away from me. Spirits keep people bound. Spirit leads people's soul into a stage of derangement and debasing. You know why? Because the enemy, Lucifer, who's the father of lies, and he come to rob, kill, and destroy. He want to destroy the soul of any hope. And every demonic spirit that's with him is put in there to do that. To people, so that their eyes don't become open. They beat them down, beat them down, beat them down, until they just lay down on the ground. Because they've been beat down. And maybe they caused it themselves, the choices that they gave chances to in life caused it. But thank God, thank God, we that are part of the kingdom, guess what our job is? To reach out to them and touch them with the life that we practice and live here on the earth. After we come to the maturity of the kingdom of God and the maturity that we have been set apart. So there is a difference between the set apart and those that is a part of the carnalistic affairs of men. All the way up to the highest pinnacle. You see, when our altitude, we that are part of the kingdom, when our altitude go up, then we have a foundation of confidence up under us. But when the carnalistic stages, a man pinnacle rises to its top, then nothing but falls on the agenda. We have a God who hear and answer prayer. We have a God who talks to us within our brain. we have a God, and he gives us a mandate of what he wants us to carry out through his connecting spirit when he blew, and man became, he blew the breath of life. Man became a living soul. Where the God that blew the breath of life and man became a living soul after he had mowed him out of the red earth and blew him to him. Well, that breath that God blew, that is the spirit of life. That is the spirit of Jesus. And that is the spirit that keeps us and set us apart and remind us and give us the maturity how to understand right from wrong, wrong from right, righteousness to unrighteousness. He gives us how to understand and then guide us to a perpetual lifestyle of an endless life with God. So I hope something tonight has been said. I hope someone understands a little bit better than what they did before. You don't have to stay sick. You don't have to stay afflicted. You don't have to stay in poverty. You don't have to be a part of those that don't want you a part of them. You don't have to do that. You don't have to seek for approval. You don't have to live on the ground. You don't have to raise your children and worry about not having anything or no inheritance for. You don't have to do that. You don't have to give that. You don't have to give that choice a chance. You don't. Because you can be a part of a kingdom where the God owns every single thing. And I tonight am a witness here upon the earth that he will orchestrate your life where your life will be just in your eyes perfect. You see, when a person understands that everything that they will ever desire will be presented to them, then usually they cling to whoever that's going to do the presenting of their desires forever, right?
Right.
Well, in the kingdom where I am, what I'm a part of forever, what I'm seeking to be a good citizen of, within my own mind, I can tell you, don't be yoked for nothing. Unequally yoked. Don't be yoked for nothing. Don't be bound for nothing. Don't lay sick for years. And don't be tormented by fear and all that kind of thing. And don't let all them evil spirits have relations with your soul. Don't do it. Don't let all them ride up on your soul, you know. Those spirits, they use folk. The spirit of high blood pressure use people. Use their blood. The spirit of diabetes use people. Use their blood. Use their body. Cancer. All this kind of thing. Don't let all this stuff, don't be yoked to all this stuff and don't let it be yoked to you. But you'll have to come out of the fallen nature of mankind because that nature presents all of those things. Remember, the scripture says, the devil come but to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, come to confuse the mind of the people. If he can confuse your mind, then he can offset your soul. And if he offsets your soul become unhappy. Because why? Your soul has to be a part of the kingdom because your soul was created in the kingdom. So for the soul to be at peace, then you have to be in the kingdom of God. And I'm a witness. If you really want to make it to the top, if you really want a successful life, if you really want your desires fully met, fully brought into life, then come to the kingdom. And how do you do that? It's simple. It's not a hard thing to do. Because when you come through all that I just named, through this study, when you come through that, when you make it to God and you make it to the top, you're going to be ready for change. So come on now tonight, the 7th of February, 24, then you can let go of all that poverty, and you can let go of all that pain, and you can let go of all that neglect, and you can let go of all of that high blood pressure. You can let go of all of that worrying about this and worrying about that. And you can forget about all that, and you can come where you can just ask for it, and it'll be given to you. I told you, when you come to God, to the kingdom, you've made it to the top, and you get treated like top treatment. You're not getting secondhand or being misused and left with misuse, but you're here where you can ask what you want, and it'll be given unto you because you got a God now, and the God answer you. He's alive. He's alive. He's well and doing good. According to Scripture, he's most beautiful to look upon. So therefore, if you want an opportunity for a better life, then come on to God. Now, how do you do that? You say, you repent for being out there that long. You repent for letting all them demons have their way with your soul and misuse you and cause you to be trafficked and all this kind of thing. You repent for that because while you were out there doing some things, everything that you participated in, you didn't do the right thing because you didn't really know nothing about the right thing. You weren't craving the right thing. You were craving just the carnalistic viewpoints that you had came in contact with, but all of it wasn't right. So you have to repent. Lord, while I was out there apart from the kingdom, forgive me for the things that was not right. And forgive me, even if I didn't know that it was right, well, forgive me for that. And then, you know, acknowledge Jesus who died for us to bring us to this mature point. We that are in the kingdom, true worshipers, that we can tell you, you know, repent. Lord, forgive me for my sins and the fallen nature. And receive Jesus as Lord over your life to bring you into the knowledge of God and his spirit that you may be one with God in the administration of your mind, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and wisdom leading your body. Now your body can be presented a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which set apart, sanctified, set apart. Now you are in royalty. Now you can understand what loyalty really is. In the kingdom of God, there is wisdom, there is knowledge, and then there's comfort. There's comfort and there's consolement. You can have peace. You can have joy. You can have abundance. Jesus did tell us. He said, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. I'm going to give you your desires. Now, y'all that's over there with all them spirits, y'all really missing out. You know, you're really missing out, repeating yourself, doing the same thing, getting frustrating the purpose. Come all over to life where you can get the desires. Just come. I'm not joking with you all or being comical. This is a real life experience I'm sharing with you all. In Bible study. See what the Bible and people that believe in the kingdom of God, see how we think? We're trying to pull people into a way of thinking where they have peace, power, and plenty through the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just your mind being changed from the conformity way of mankind to the true and living God, a divine nature. A divine nature is a beautiful nature because you can love your wife. You can love your
mm-hmm.
family. Your perspectives are right because the spirit of truth is leading you according to the scripture. And the scripture tell men how to treat their wife. The scripture tell
mm-hmm.
men how to good husbands at home. The Bible teaches you that. But when you are in, when you're in the fallen stage of humanity, the devil won't let you open up the Bible because he knows that your eyes is going to be open to the truth. So that's why we are here tonight in Bible study to share with you the kingdom of God, the difference between life and the difference between death. Because all in the carnal stage is death. Death in every way. And I can see why. Because demons got you bound. Yeah, you can say what they want to say. They can say habits. But a habit ain't nothing but a demon. That bugs you all the time. A habit ain't nothing but a demon that bugs you all the time. Or keeps you in a crowd of demonic spirits that want to beg. I'll keep you in a crowd that want to do nothing but hook and crook and practice voodoo. Who will do it? So what you waiting on? And I'm even talking about, I need counseling. No, you need the word of God. You just got a good counseling for about almost an hour here. Time for you to, time for you to make a choice now. Do you want your soul unhappy? Because if it is, it's going to be an unhappy look on your face. Do you want your soul to be harvestically stricken? If you do, you're going to be living in a tent. If you want nothing and always talking about, I don't have enough, well, you keep living outside of the kingdom. You ought to be tired. You ought to be tired. You ought to be frustrated. You ought to want out. Now, look, you say you want the best. Well, I'm offering you the best because I'm offering you a God that I know is real, and I'm alive like you.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's real. He's real because he answered me. Y'all missing it. This God is so real. He can take your everyday life, work, home, and what you're supposed to do that's right, and turn it into an Oscar. Now, ain't nobody in the world of mankind going to do that for you. Ain't nobody hurting like you hurting in a competitive stage of fallen man going to even open the door for you because he's too concerned about you having more popularity than him. Ain't nobody going to love you right on the devil's side. Ain't no love in the heart of the devil's city. And ain't no love in the parts of cow. Apart from the kingdom of God, it ain't. You ain't special in the devil's kingdom. You think so? No, because there's too many disbanded people that think they special. You ain't no God in the devil's world. Apart from the kingdom of God, you ain't on no top. You worse off as the rest of them. So come on in where you can be somebody like God made you to be. God didn't make you valueless. You hung around valueless people. And they told you you were valueless. Them demons told you, say, you ain't nobody. You black. You ain't nobody. You're a poor hillbilly. You ain't nobody. by that, you're a wetback. You ain't no by that, you're Asiatic. That's just the devil. You see how the devil speak to those people in his kingdom?
Mm.
So come on into the kingdom of God, where he tells you, I got a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. I got a plan for your life. I have plans for you to prosper and have an expected end. God talks like, I'm your shepherd, you shall not want. And then he tells you, I'm going to supply all of your needs. Then he tells us, I'm going to cast down all thoughts and imagination that come to your mind. Wait a minute, who you want? Who y'all want? Do you want to scratch your skin and scratch your skin talking about when will it end? What's scratching your skin and in it? Tweak it. What tweak it and in it? God bless you all on time. Come on into the kingdom. And all you got to do is repent for the wrongs you've done to yourself and others. And accept Jesus as Lord of your life and let him be Lord. Because you need to let him be Lord with what's going on. He knows the shape that you're in. And when I look at you in the kingdom of God, I know the shape that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So come on into the kingdom and live and let God really get the benefit out of the life that he created. God bless you. Get back in the hands of Sister Inez.
Amen, amen, and amen. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. Who did he send? He sent Reverend Ronnie Marshall to preach.
Praise the Lord.
And to heal
God
the sick.
Glory.
Amen, amen.
To God
he sent
glory.
Them. He sent this man to preach. I won't say preach you happy, but to preach, you know, and to have you come into the kingdom of God. Because if not, no telling where you're going to end up. And I don't think you want to end up with it, you know, where, no, you don't want to end up there.
No,
you
want
to
no.
go to your happy place. After,
right.
You know, after it's time to transition, you want to go to your happy place. So that's what
right.
you do, go to a happy place. So I'm going to play a song that Reverend Ron has sung. It's called Don't Turn Away From God. Because when you turn away from God, that means you don't want to get to the kingdom of God. So
and you ain't
I'm
got
going to play
money.
This song. Mm-mm. And first I'll have Reverend Ron extend the invitation to discipleship, then I'll play the song, and if anybody calls in or hits me up on text or comes into the chat room, then we will, you know, extend the invitation or have them join church or join the body of Christ. And during the time that the song is being played, you can call in at 845-241-9985. Or hit us up in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. So I'm going to play this song, and I'll have Reverend Ron extend the invitation to discipleship. It's Don't Turn Away From God, a song sung by none other than Reverend Ron E. Marshall. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Oh,
make me blue. I'll live, wish the life, oh Lord. Let it dwell on the things that it takes the most, those that do.
Kingdom of God, and you're walking down a dead-end road of the fallen nature of mankind. You've gone as far as you can go, and your eyes, which are blunt, is telling you no out. Then turn around tonight. If you're hurting, you've been neglected and you've been rejected and you've been kicked in the heart and you've been slapped across the mind, turn around tonight. Make a decision. Okay, I've given the devil all this time of my life, and it's been in misery and it hasn't been an out, and the routine has been a dethrow, spinning around and around and around. Turn around tonight. Come to the out. Come where your mind. Come where your mind, which is the faculty where we think, can be purged by the blood of Jesus. Come where your heart. Your heart can be purged and percolated through Jesus. Come where your soul can be free of the bondage of Lucifer. Come to the kingdom of God, where you would have excelled from the bottom to the top. You can have this instead of that. Because God said he would supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Come to the kingdom and you can have riches for the rest. Come to the kingdom. Come to God. Come through Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit lead your life. Pick up the Bible and read. See, when you get on the top, then you have to follow the altitude. The altitude power, but you step up there by the confidence of your faith that you get out of the Word of God. Come on over here where there's a table that's spread and the feast of the Lord going on. Come to the fountain where it never runs dry. All you got to do is repent. Lord, I repent of the sins that I've committed, wrongs that I've done to myself and others. I believe the peace is the Son of the true and living God. He is the Christ coming back to judge the world. Only begotten of God. Come now. Come now and to the kingdom. If you prayed that prayer and if you asked for forgiveness and you repented, then you're part of the kingdom. And being a part of the kingdom, then you are a joint heir to the inheritance that God has predestined for those that love him. Your eyes are now open. You haven't seen. Your ears are now open. You haven't heard things that God has prepared for you because you made this decision on tonight to be a part of the kingdom. You don't understand the blessings that are now going to overtake you. You don't understand, but you will. When God fulfills your expectations and when God gives you the desire of your heart, and it may be many, but if you come to the kingdom, you got that. And then now you can make God happy. You can make God happy. And how do you do that? Make God happy. Because he created you to be his pleasure. Walking in his ways by his spirit, you make him happy. If you prayed that prayer, you've accepted, you're into the kingdom. Because God said, if you draw near to him, he would in no wise turn your way. So he's welcoming you in through us. Welcome to the kingdom of God. And welcome to your new life. For the Bible says he that coming into Christ, the new creature. Behold, all old things are passed away. Watch and see, don't you sleep better tonight in the kingdom of God. God bless you. Mm.
Was extended. We had no takers, but that's okay. We have people out there who are thinking about getting to the kingdom of God, but you don't want to wait too late. When you wait too late, you may be standing at the gate and not getting in. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. We want to thank mm-hmm. each and every one of you all for joining us this evening on Wednesday Night Bible Study. The lesson was, it's about the kingdom of God, taken from Luke 9:2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And if you missed the lesson, you can always hit the replay after this has been aired, and just go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do a Radio and peruse the episodes and come to the one that you like. Scroll down, and when you see the play button, push the play, and you can listen to the episode. The show that we had last night was, oh my goodness, it was a good show. It was talking about survivorship, human trafficking. It was a male who had survived human trafficking. So if you want to hear that story, it was the Devin Tucker story. So you can always go back and hit that replay, like I said, at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. And you can listen to any of them on demand at your leisure, at your pleasure. You can share them. You can put them in your repertoire to listen to them later, but they're always out there for you to listen to. And if you want to be contacted by the teacher, you can email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Do you have any announcement, Reverend Ron?
I'd just like to announce that we will, the Oscars, we did make it to the Oscars nominee, and it will air on the 10th. Want to see the 10th of March, if you want to see the documentary, you could go on The New Yorker on YouTube, and The New Yorker pulls it up for you. So it's a beautiful, beautiful
documentary.
And it gives so much information of love and charity. And I think that's what Jesus told us in the 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, it profit me nothing. So charity is where it is. And Sister Inez, and tomorrow night we'll be, Lord's will, we'll be back on the set. So God bless you, and thank you for your kindness, and thank you for your patience with all of the DJs, all of the people that, you know, have service on the line. And I want to just say this right here. You know, it take money, and Jesus knew that it would. So we urge you for your donations to send the money in to help keep this platform on the air, that give us so much longitude and latitude, even to the celestial part. So we should be in a hurry. You know what? I just want to say something. Not looking at the past, but forgetting those things that are behind. But remember this. When you were in the world, and you that are in the world, it's nothing for you to spend $1,000 at the casino. Nothing. After you hit 500, you go dig out the rest of it. Now, you shouldn't have a problem. If you can give that kind of money, chance it on a machine that might send you a sign and say, no win. If you can chance $1,000 on a no-win situation, then you certainly shouldn't mind putting $100 into God's service. Amen. If you can go to that machine with hope, and that machine ain't promised you nothing, not even a glass of water, and you'll put $1,000 in there talking about, I'm going to hit it, and that God, that machine does nothing for you. But tonight, you got a chance to experience what the true and living God would do for you just by you giving him your heart. So if he going to give us all of this that he promises, and I know he's one that keeps his promises, then you ought to at least let him see you sharing with the platform that keeps the preaching of the kingdom going throughout the world. Remember, Jesus said, when this message of the gospel have been preached everywhere, then that's when he said he would come. So we're preaching the gospel, and we don't know the day or the hour. So let us be found doing that which is right in the eyes of God. that he might be pleased with us, because that's why we was created, to please him. So let us give to the platform. Let's do it. Inez, let's share with her, because she does everybody's show. I mean, she does. And I ain't just talking because I share, but I want everybody else to share as well. And I share, and you see how God bless me?
Amen.
I share Amen. In the ministry, in the work of God, and God turned around with it by everyday life, the Oscar.
Amen.
And that's a true testimony. So if he does that for me, if you do the right thing, I give, watch what he do for you. He ain't no partial God. He don't discriminate because of your color, you know. He don't do that. No, he love us all. Jesus did not die for no one ethnicity, no one race of people. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't. He died for the whole world. So give, and it'll be given unto you. We don't.
Amen.
You just do it. Take it from somebody that is experiencing God's working in his life. Do it and watch what for you. Amen. I just wanted to share that with you.
Amen. Thank you. I want to just acknowledge Reverend Carolyn. She just joined us as well. I know she just caught in on the inside. Do you have any announcements, Reverend Carolyn? Thank you for joining us.
No, ma'am, I did not. No, I don't have any announcements.
Good evening.
No, praise the Lord. Good evening. Amen. God bless.
Amen. The announcements that I have tomorrow night, we're going to be, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. We're going to be talking about Let's Go Green with Terra Clean again. It's a biodegradable, eco-friendly product that you want to get a hold of this product. You won't need any other product. It's good for everything, inside, outside the house. You can wash with it. You can wash your clothes with it. You can wash your body with it. You can wash your dishes with it. You can wash your pet and leave your pet with a nice coat. It has a little, gets a little powder on the coat that keeps the ticks and fleas away. You can brush your teeth with it, I've heard. You can clean off grease off your hooded, ovens and the top of your oven it's just a good product. So if you want to learn about it, please join us tomorrow on Let's Do It Radio on Let's Talk About It with Miss Inez. And we try to have them here because it is also good for generational wealth. So we're trying to bring this into the world where the world will stay green and not disappear, because right now we're using all these products and everything with bleach. It replaces everything. So just come and listen and hear what we have to say, and then you can make your decision and tell them, I sent you. And in that way, you know, you'll know that the product is out there. It's good. I'm getting my product so I can really be a testimonial around the 10th of this month. So once I get it, I will let you know. I probably won't stop talking about it, but anyways, it's called Terra Clean. It's called Terra Clean. So it'll just that one product, they have the different strengths. You have a light strength, a medium strength, and a heavy strength. And they use it in the water towers in the different, cities. They clean out that. They clean out. It's good. It's, you know, so anyway, we will see. And I'm just trying to say, just listen, at least listen and take a gander at it and see how it changes your life. And, oh, yeah, so if you have graffiti on your, on maybe your walls, or maybe if you have a church or a store or whatever, you spray that on there and it turns it to fertilizer. You heard me.
Wow.
It turns it to fertilizer. So, I I'm excited to get this product and use it. Because it just, you know, it's good for oil spills, you know, in the ocean. It cleans up oil spills. So I am really excited about this. And it, well, something says, if you can use it on everything, you sure you want to put it in your mouth? And say, hey, some people have drank it, and they're still here. And they said they felt so much better, but we'll see about that one. I'm going to take one step at a time. But anyway, tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, Let's Go Green with Tara Queen. And Mr. Frank Stapleton will be talking about this, be talking about the product side as well as the financial side. You can get rewarded for purchasing and becoming a member. So anyway, join us tomorrow. And then Sunday, Pastor J. Rick Rollins from the Edge Community Church of Central Florida out of Tampa, Florida, will be speaking to us the next week. Next Tuesday, we are going to have part two of War, Are You Ready? Last week, oh my goodness, oh yes, last week, you got to listen to the first one before you get to the second one. You'll be caught up in everything else. But basically, what I was trying to do is get people ready for survival skills, as far as if we had a war, if war broke out, would we be ready to sustain at least life for at least a week or 2 weeks or however long we need to, if we have to move somewhere or go somewhere, and we'll have all of the tools necessary to survive. Because a lot of people aren't ready. They have the technology, but if the cell towers go out, what are you going to have? And will Reverend Ron know if I'm okay? Nope. Because we don't have no cell phone towers. So we're going to have to do either SOS or CB radio or... Excuse me?
I'm in the kingdom of God. I wouldn't know you all right. He would show me.
Okay. But I'm just saying, here on earth, because you need to have a plan. And like I was saying, Reverend Carolyn, if she has... any children maybe outside of her city, do you have a plan in place to say, hey, if something happens, we need to meet at this point, within a certain time, depending on where you are between you and your children. Okay, we're going to meet here in 3 hours, if that's how long it takes. We're going to meet here in a day, if it takes a day to get to wherever you meet your meeting place. But have an exit plan and an evacuation plan in place for your family in case things happen. And, because the way the war is sounding, it's inevitable. And it's already here. So I just want you all to be ready. I'm just trying to make sure you all survive. Or, if you can't survive, at least stay alive long enough to do what you need to do. And so on Thursday, don't know what I'm going to talk about, because if part two goes over, we'll be having a part three on Thursday. So, and then February the 18th, Reverend Carolyn Williamson will be speaking. She's on the line. She's out of Yakima, Washington, and she'll be speaking to us and bringing the word on the third Sunday. June 21st to the 24th is World Vitiligo Conference, WBD. And that's in Indianapolis, so mark your calendars and get your tickets and hotels early for that time if you want to be there in Indianapolis, because, hey, I'm going to be there, so hey. Anyway, so if you're in Indianapolis, come out and join us that weekend. And then, again, support Reverend Ronnie Marshall by purchasing or listening to his music through all music media, Apple Tunes, iTunes, YouTube, everything you can think of, CD Baby, I'm sure. Just anything you can think of that's musically inclined, Reverend Ron, I'm sure, is on there. And as we were saying earlier, he is in a documentary called The Barber of Little Rock, which is up for an Oscar for Best Short Documentary. So please say a prayer, say a little prayer for him for that, for the nomination, so they will win that Oscar for that that short documentary. The Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International, they have Bible study each morning at 3 a.m. Pacific, 4 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Central, and 6 a.m. Eastern. They're studying the Bible throughout the year. So if you want to join them, they do have a conference line. So if you want to write down this number, I'll hold out about 10 seconds, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was for you to get a pen and paper. The telephone number is 605-472-5587. Again, it's 605-472-5587. And the PIN is 931-403-POUND, 931-403-POUND. And as Reverend Ron was talking about earlier, to keep us on the air, donate to Cash App to $ANA, ISE, VAL, COUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my cell or tell, you can hit me up through Zelle. So you might have a topic you want to discuss. You can hit me up again at letsdoradio@gmail.com, and we may be talking about your topic. And again, I want to thank Reverend Ronnie Marshall for that Bible study tonight on It's About the Kingdom of God, taken from Luke 9:2, and that verse says, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Yes, he did. So, if you have anything on your chest, let's get it off. Let's talk about it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because, I mean, we may start with one topic. Do we get off onto another topic? We have people who like to, I'll say, quote-unquote, yell and at the top of their lungs, and I think they have to have a defibrillator by the time they get off the show because they are so loud and boisterous. It's like, okay, bro, you need to take it down about 6 or 7 notches. But it's interesting. We always have, you know, we always come and discuss issues and things and topics. So love it. I just appreciate each and every one of you joining me. And I'll say my team throughout the week, and just thank you. You know who I'm is. I am your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs, and also I am a #1 international best-selling author in the U.S. and in the U.K. for the book She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically. It's an anthology of 31 women who have written stories about themselves, of themselves, and saying yes to herself unapologetically. Some people have received their books and they're excited. They sent me pictures of them receiving them, so I'm going to put them out on the World Wide Web on social media so you can see those who have received the book. I was thinking that they would be getting it like later on this week, but my brother, he got his. I also sent him a birthday gift, an African outfit. He was crying on the phone like a big old baby, but he was grateful and thoughtful, and along with the book. So he was just so happy. So, you know, it's out there. The books are $25 if you're here local, and $31 if it needs to be sent out, and I would be more than happy to autograph it for you. So, again, you can contact me at letsdoradio@gmail.com unless you have my telephone number. You can text me, say, Miss Inez, I want a signed copy of your book. And so that's that. So thank you again for joining us for Bible study, and hit us up tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific for Let's Go Green, Paraclean. And so the words of encouragement of the week: change is not a storm that uproots us, but a breeze that sets us free. Again, change is not a storm that uproots us, but a breeze that sets us free. So thank you all for joining us. We'll have words, a prayer before we have our closing by Reverend Ron, and then we will close out. Again, thank you. Stay safe. Love you all. And until we meet again, Reverend Ron.
After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen again.
Amen. Amen.
This is Coming Back by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Reverend Ron. Thank you for those on the line that has studied with us. Thank you, Reverend Carolyn. Be safe. Love each other. Love on each other. And until we meet again, blessings, peace, good night.